Because she was walking out the arena, she kind of looked at me. I was like, I'll be right.
Welcome to the Mark for Greatness podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Hayes, with the American Paint Horse Association. Again with me today is Dr. Billy Smith. We have some special guests with us, Traylyn Hancock and Megan McMullen, APHA's Director of Youth. We're going to share a little bit about the youth programs that we have going on and some of Traylyn's experiences. So, Dr. Smith, why don't you kick us off?
Well, Traylyn, welcome. You're from Wharton, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Which is not all that far from Houston. It's down there where the... there's a lot of water and humidity and cottonmouths and water moccasins and stuff like that.
Really, not fun.
We're gonna talk snakes before this is all over.
Oh,
okay.
Please don't. I don't like snakes.
Yeah, and then Megan. Megan is one of our newest staff, a real bright spot at APHA.
Careful, he's better than you. Calling you a bright spot. Just wait.
Is that right?
You're a bright spot till you're not.
I used to get told that every now and again. And after my second day, it just went away.
So, Traylyn, one of the things about you that I'm always impressed with at in competition is your absence of personality. We can't get you excited about anything. So we're going to try to bring out some of that personality. Talk a little bit about your history, your riding history, and some things you know, why you like to compete. And why you like to compete on your paint horse, and we'll see if we can't dig up a little personality there.
Okay. Along the way. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you know my personality pretty well, because one of the first times I met you, you were handing out awards, and I won something at the Youth World Show, and you were asking me how much I liked the buckle, and I flat out told you I did not care about that buckle. I like the big checks y'all were giving out.
That's a true story. Honesty right there.
That's a true story. There's no fabrication in that story. Not at all. She understands. You can only wear one buckle at a time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you could spend that money, can't you?
I have them put up all around my room.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. How much have you won so far, do you know?
I've won, I think, at least 3,000 between Youth World and Paint Horse Clubs.
Those are scholarship dollars, so you're already making college plans.
Well, I originally was thinking I wanted to go to Texas A&M, but I changed my mind, and I decided I want to go to Texas Tech instead.
Woo!
Because Texas Tech has a really good stock horse team.
That is correct.
And they're starting up a vet school, and I think it'd be really cool to get to go there.
That is correct.
Yeah, but then you got to graduate from the same place that Dr. Smith went to. I don't know. That sounds rough.
I don't know about that then.
I have a very good friend, Dr. Jerry Black, who's been named to the faculty there at the new vet school. That's like a...
He came from CSU, right?
He did come from CSU. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
And then Megan, you were a tech grad, right?
No. Absolutely not.
Wow, I'm glad this is an audio thing. That was a foul looking face, Megan. Foul looking face. So much for that bright spot,
right?
I get all my brightness from TCU.
Oh, TCU, Fort Worth Pride, right there. So, I've got a question. You met Billy Smith first time. How many years ago was that, approximately?
Well, I think probably the first time was when I was 8. And that was the first time I showed at the Youth World.
And you're how old now?
I'm 15.
Wow. You know, seeing these kids grow up, what's that feel like?
You know, we were talking in the last podcast about, you know, I used to be a school teacher. I have a student who's a former student whose son just graduated from high school and is going to play basketball at Stanford. And he's like, I don't know, like 8 feet tall. You know, it makes you feel old when you watch kids grow up.
How old did you think Dr. Smith was when you first met him?
I don't think I really want to answer that.
Okay, how old do you think he is right now?
I don't think I want to answer that
one. You got to guess. Just give us a guess here. It, you know, no bar. He may get offended. Nobody else will. That's all that matters.
Think low.
Think high. Definitely. Late 40s. Look at his face.
Yes!
Oh, no. Yes! Look at his face!
Maybe.
Wait.
Yes.
Look at the gray in his beard. Like, there's not a dark hair there.
He has more hair than my dad.
That's true. It's awesome. No. And that is a function of age. I have more hair than Steven.
You do. You do.
So there you go. Good for you. That's a perfect answer. Perfect.
No, that's
awful.
I was being
very nice.
Yeah, thank you, Trent. Thank you for at least stating that. So tell us a little bit about the horses you're showing right now and what you're reeling on.
Well, right now, I just got a new horse. He's a four-year-old gelding. His name is Slide My Way, and his nickname is Slick. And right now, I'm doing all the ranch horse and the rain cow horse stuff on him. And it's going pretty well, and it's been pretty fun because I've never had a horse that's this much of a go-getter on the cow. I mean, when he sees a cow come out, he starts, like, moving from side to side and, like, just getting antsy whenever he's doing it. So that's pretty fun. And then I also have a yearling who is his half-sister, and I will be showing her probably in the State 4-H Futurity Project. And thankfully now they have the showmanship, and they have in-hand trail and lunge line and halter form, mm-hmm. which is really good because we've been practicing a lot of trail, and we've gotten pretty good at it.
Yeah, absolutely. So where did they come from? Did y'all breed them or somebody else?
No. So originally I had their half-brother who I showed last year at the Youth World, and his name was Three Gun Impulse. But then about a month after, we got him back home in August. And then in September, like a couple of days after my birthday, he died because he got colitis. So then the day after, our friends, Mr. J.D. Young, he called us and said he would like for me to have Gunny's half-sister, Roxy, who we have at home now. Mm-hmm. And then we also called the lady who originally had Gunny, and she showed us one of her snaffle bit horses she had, and she said she thinks we would be a good fit together, and she would like for me to ride him and get him. So we got him in December and brought him home.
It's nice to have friends, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So we can't let this slide without talking a little bit about JD's mustache.
Oh, that sucker is like full on like the cartoony handlebar mustaches.
It's embarrassing.
Once
and
like
how,
he dyed
how
it,
large
he dyed
his mustache.
He dyed the bottoms pink one time. That was pretty cool.
It's the mother of all mustaches. It's
well, I guess
very
you gotta
impressive.
Have it if you want to be in the ranch.
I can't. Yeah. Why well, can't I can't grow something like that? That's incredible. That's amazing.
So what's your favorite event? Going from the ranch trail classes, the showmanship classes, and then you know also the working cow horse classes.
I like all the classes, but honestly, my favorite one is the cow work.
Yeah.
Because that one's really fun.
Yeah.
But I really like the limited working cow, especially with the cow work, because I like getting to do the slides and the spins and the circles, because I feel like it's just really fancy when I do it.
Yeah.
You like going down the fence?
Oh, I haven't done that yet.
You haven't even tried it, like,
well,
when nobody's looking?
Well, I wanted to try it when we were up there at where Slick was at Tom Neal's, but I didn't want to, really, because I was kind of being chicken, and I was just there to do boxing, so I didn't want to try it.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
I will. Billy's
still chicken.
I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm still chicken.
He was trying to do it, and it was making me a little nervous. I didn't know if I was ready. And my mother said I better not dare do something like that, pretty much.
How often does she have to say things like that to you? You better not dare.
Quite often.
Like daily or every hour?
Even if I'm just talking, she says you better not say something like that or stuff like that. It's about once a day.
That's awesome. But you can do anything you want when you're around your dad, right? So that way that works, isn't it? Hmm? Got him wrapped around the finger?
Not really.
He's kind of hard-nosed.
He's the one that kind of makes me more stay in line. Make sure I'm saying yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. Mom was a little more chill about it, but it's still really good that he makes me say, because then I know how to talk in front of adults.
You know your mom can talk to you without saying a word, can't she? Just like she's got the look, right?
She gives you that look, and you know you're in trouble. You kind of know you messed up.
It's like a mom thing. Yep. Do you have a look?
I don't, but she...
You got to work on your look.
The only look I have is when I'm showing, and I just I let people think I'm scary, so then they get worried about showing against me, and then they get I get in their head, so I just kind of like stick my nose in there, and it's kind of like, yeah, I know I'm better. I know I can do it.
You're the intimidator.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's awesome. The intimidator.
I learned that from
Mr. Mike. That's a new name. That's a new name right there, the intimidator.
I learned that one from Mr. Mike Hackbull.
Trey Lynn, the intimidator.
So, Megan, you showed in the youth program at APHA. Were you an intimidator or what were you?
I don't think I was like Trey Lynn, no. You're ready for college.
You weren't the intimidator? You
no. Didn't. I don't think so.
That's awesome.
I'm happy I don't do the ranch stuff. Goodness.
I think I made one girl scared because I was doing that. And she was trying to cover up my horse. And I probably made her mad when she did this. Because she kept coming around me and making sure my horse cannot be seen. I was like, no, you're not going to do this. So I went and I made sure my horse covered her up. She probably thought I was cutting her off, but I wasn't. Because she was walking out the arena, and she kind of looked at me. I was like, I don't care.
Get out the way, right?
Yes.
This is my arena.
It is.
So before we started, I told you that you needed to be yourself. I guess I didn't really have to tell you that.
Yeah. She's got that
under
control.
It's gonna happen anyway.
Yeah. She's giving away her secrets of the ring, her ring presence. Yeah.
Well, everybody sometimes needs to be an intimidator, so everybody should learn how to be one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The Chronicles of Trey Lynn Hancock.
The Intimidator. Yeah. Exactly. That's awesome.
So at the Youth World, a lot of people get nervous because it's a big show, right? When they go to those events. Is that your mentality when you walk in the ring there too?
Kind of. Most of the time, though, I try not to get nervous, so I just don't think at all. I'm always walking around talking to my friends and stuff because the more I think, the more nervous I get, and then my stomach starts hurting, and then my mother tells me just stop worrying. Then I say, okay. So normally I just try to think about how I'm hungry and want to go eat later on.
Yeah, that's good. You're like a judge.
That's what judges think about too. In my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to talk with some judges, and that's what they said they thought about was when was the next meal. But you made a really good point. This is what Steven does. You say, you know, you go in, you don't really think about things. He does that every day.
Every day. It's like the best way to live. You're just free. You're just free.
I do it even when I'm like judging contests, even though I probably shouldn't. You're supposed to be looking at the horses, but I'm normally just thinking about when we're going to get done and what I'm going to eat.
It's like they're training them from 4-H. Dave Dillon will be extremely excited about this.
So when you're judging, is that something you aspire to be as a judge?
I think probably. I would like to be one because it'd be pretty cool.
So when you're doing reasons, that gets you nervous?
Head, actually. They don't get me that nervous. Because, like, we were at Fort Worth this year, and we had to do four sets of reasons, and that's kind of a pain. No, we had to do three. That's kind of a pain in the butt. The last one, I was just did not care. So I didn't really memorize it. So I just went in there, and I just kind of made up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, good strategy.
I did the placing, so I just made it all up pretty much.
Yeah, nice strategy.
Do you stand and face the wall and talk to the wall like all those guys do?
I'm totally one of those. I pace back and forth up and down the walks.
I always think about if someone came into the arena where all the judging contest people are, and they had no idea what they were seeing, they would probably turn around and leave. All these people
would.
Are talking to themselves.
They probably think we're like mental or something.
So when you're given your reasons, are you a nice person or are you as blunt as some of the conversation we're having?
Blunt.
Yeah, that's like I'm there.
I'd much rather tell them everything I saw wrong than try to be nice. Like they say on your very last place horse, you should be nice and try to point out some good thing, but I don't like pointing out the good things. I like telling them why they're bad and why they belong at the bottom of this class.
All right. Well, I hope I never get traded as a judge for me.
Oh my gosh, good job. This is like the most candid conversation
we've
ever had.
It is amazing.
In a podcast.
So let's go back to the youth world for a minute. If you've been competing at it since you were 8 years old, that's several years now that you've gone through the program. What do you say, besides your first time meeting Billy Smith and thinking how old he was, What is your first thing or first memory that pops in your mind about the Youth World Show?
My first memory would probably be the first time I went and ran barrels in the Coliseum, because I was like this little tiny kid and I had this big old line pack gun, and he was like old already, kind of. He's actually at our friend's house. We're staying next. We brought him up here for my cousin to show the lead line in. But I remember when I had my hot pink boots with the lightning bolt, and I was going down and around.
Steven has
and
a pair.
I was just having fun.
Steven has a pair of hot pink
boots
with a lightning bolt.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. See, Traylin, she knows. We know what's up. You know, when you're on this generational level here, you know.
Also thought it was really cool because I got to be in the paper then.
Oh yeah.
With my super cool boots.
Were they? Is it color picture? So they got to see the pink and the. Nice.
Okay. Did they have pictures in the newspaper when your age, or?
Yeah, they were mostly black and white.
No, they had
just like the TV.
I didn't know if they had pictures or not.
Just like the TV, it was all black and white. You see what I have to live with? I get no respect. Nothing.
Or is it just that you give them a lot of ammunition to use?
No, I don't give them anything. They just do that.
It's there. The ammunition's just there.
Megan does the same thing. She's just holding back today.
You shouldn't hold back.
Yeah, don't hold back, bar none.
Oh, Traylin, this may be a really short interview. This could end really fast. So watch yourself, okay?
Okay.
Careful, okay?
I didn't think she's scared.
I'm gonna bring your mom in here.
Yeah, I still don't think she's scared of that.
Which one would you least want to be in here, your mom or your dad?
Well, my mom's the one that tells me be nice and stuff. My dad just kind of has this look. And then I know I really messed up.
So we need to just put him over there and have him just look at you during
maybe.
This run.
Sometimes he's the more chill one, too. Like, he's the one that lets me drive his truck, so. But mom, he lets me drive the truck, and he's just kind of chill about all of it. But my mother, when she lets me drive, she's always like, oh, no, you're going too close to the side, Traylin. You were trying to... She had her knee on the steering wheel, and she was fixing her hair with her head down, and we went almost into the ditch.
So
she can't talk.
So you don't ever try to emulate your mom, do you?
I don't
want to
try to emulate her. She's always, like, driving with her knees or, like, looking at her phone. Or just...
Oh, she is going to completely kill you. It's going to be awesome.
She probably will.
She's a school teacher, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. And your dad's a Coast Guard guy, right?
He was,
yeah. He was in the Coast Guard.
The fear is at zero.
I was doing the one thing she told me not to do. She told me not to be brutally honest. She told me kind of be...
She told you that before you came in here? That's awesome.
Because I've been known to be very just kind of blunt and rude and to the point. So she told me I had to be calm. I couldn't say everything I thought that was wrong with the world.
Have you already done that? Have you already said everything you pretty much... Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So then the Youth World Show again. You have your memorable experience. But every year, obviously, you're preparing for that. It's kind of the highlight of the year for most youth kids. What would you say you become the most excited about as you're approaching a Youth World Show?
Well, I like getting to show... And I like getting to do all the fun stuff, but I really like seeing my friends, because all my good friends live all the way up here, like in Pilot Point and Fort Worth area, and I live all the way down there. And there's only like one other paint kid. That's...
Yeah. So you came to the youth convention this year as well. It was the first year in the Fort Worth Stockyards. Most of it was housed here in our Fort Worth location office down on Mule Alley. So are you a director, or how are you involved with the youth leadership program
stuff?
Well,
right now I am a national director, and I think I'm the secretary.
Okay. All right. So
okay.
Yeah, nice. There we go.
I'm the secretary.
So what's the secretary do?
Well, the secretary is supposed to take minutes and stuff. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, I don't really remember many of the leadership's positions I have. I just do them. I know I have some for Texas Penguins Club. I think I have some for 4-H. I think I got something for school, but I don't remember.
No. So if I'm a youth kid not involved with AJPHA yet, what would you say is a reason that you should join and become a member?
It's fun. It's always about having fun first.
Yeah?
You should always have fun. And then worry about all the big, busy business stuff.
Yeah.
It's like having fun, But you also hang your checks on the wall.
Yes.
See? Yeah.
The cool thing is the big checks. I don't see many other associations giving those out at world shows.
Yeah.
So that's a reason to come.
It's like a mullet, right? It's like business in the front, party in the back.
No, we don't like mullets.
So you can confide in it. Have you ever like taken one of those checks to the bank and just see what happens?
No. I actually only have a couple of them hung up in my room. Mm-hmm. Most of them, like the big cardboard ones, are all just stuck in the laundry room in the closet. I don't have enough room around the house.
Put them all over your room.
I don't have enough room.
You got more wall room. Well, you take down everything hanging in your room but your checks.
Well, because I have other stuff hanging up. Like I have my plaque from Houston this year when I did judging. I have pictures of my horses.
So did you win in Houston?
I got 11th out of like 400 kids.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should wing it when you're doing reasons. You just wing it.
I should.
Seems like it works for you.
Well, that one I didn't have to do reasons. I did questions because I was doing it under the FFA division. But I should still always wing it. That's my motto. Just wing it.
Just wing it. I like it. That's a good motto. Maybe that'll be the title of this podcast.
Just the Intimidator. Yeah. Just wing it.
So during the youth leadership, I'll kind of switch gears to Megan a little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what y'all did during the convention and what maybe mention a few of your president and vice presidents, things like that. And then what, you know, you're looking forward to for the youth program.
Yeah, so the youth leadership conference, we did different leadership meetings, that sort of stuff. And then they also all went to the various committee meetings. And then we had our own AJPHA executive committee meeting. Traylin was a part of that one. She was the intimidator for that meeting as well. So yeah, we all got together, did various meetings, and I got to learn about all the different youth. That was great, getting to know everyone. Our president this year is Minetta, and then our vice president is Reagan, and then Rana Orson is going to be our president coming in.
Okay, and for those who don't know, what's their last names?
Minetta, I'm going to butcher her last name. It's McAvetti?
I think.
McAvetti, and then Rana Orson, and then Reagan Jennings.
Okay, all right. So what's the overall goal when you leave convention? What do you want the youth to leave with? What's the goal?
I think number one is leadership skills for sure. And then I know I went to youth conferences when I was younger too. And I think just creating that bond with all the other youth and getting closer to their other national directors, that sort of stuff is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you seen it evolve from, you know, your time as a youth kid and going through those programs to today? Obviously, if you're running it, it's better, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Totally.
Definitely.
So what do you think that evolution's been? Have you seen an evolution?
I think just what was amazing to me is how much the youth cared about important leadership skills.
Yeah.
And not just in the youth department, as much as going into amateur even.
That was fun.
Yeah. Like, I think you'd always get on the show and contest, right? You always
love the show and contest.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So what's your favorite class in school? What do you enjoy most?
I like debate.
Another shocking
comment. Yeah, shocking. Would not have guessed that.
Never have guessed that. Debate, huh? What's after that?
Probably history.
What about calculus?
Well, I don't do calculus yet. Yeah. I'm only in geometry.
Yeah.
What about geometry?
Geometry's okay. Mm-hmm. I like the numbers and stuff, but I like algebra more.
Dr. Smith here. He's one of those doctors that you can lay on a couch and tell him your problems. That's what he went to school for.
You know that Steven's the only person on the planet that calls me doctor, and he uses it as a word of derision. So don't.
No way. I do it because on the podcast it makes us look more sophisticated having a doctor. But the only reason I admitted, because, you know, Trey Lynn's here, I wanted her to know that you're actually not like a heal you doctor, but like a psych doctor.
I can't write a prescription.
Yeah.
So don't ask for one.
His prescriptions are sunshine and bubble gum.
Exactly. Get you a little more sun.
That's right.
Get you a chaw of bubble gum. Yeah, you're all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Get on your horse. It's all good, right? It's best therapy in the world.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
So what was your favorite part of convention? I mean, you had multiple meetings and meetings that you went to that you enjoyed. But being in the stockyards, I feel like that's a little bit different than what we've ever done before. Is there any part of the whole overall experience, not just the meetings, but the overall experience that you enjoyed?
I liked, really and truly, I like going and doing the scavenger hunt because we had to go all over the place, and that was really fun.
Yeah.
Then we kicked everybody's butts.
Did y'all win?
Yes, we did.
And the intimidator.
Because we made up questions, so we made up a bunch of questions, like interviewing APHA people and all these other kids. They're like, it's all about ending up first. We all, the first one's back, we're going to win. No, you're wrong. We won.
So the whole scavenger hunt, what was the most enjoyable moment of the scavenger hunt?
I think it was honestly when we were finding more people of World Show Buckles, and we found Mr. and Miss Baxley, and they actually took us up to their hotel room so they could go get a buckle for us, when in reality, the girl, Riley Francis, her mom was said we actually passed like a bunch of people who had them, but we weren't paying attention. We were just running around like rats on crack, so we got in trouble.
Have you ever seen a rat on crack?
I don't know, but I feel like it'd be pretty cool to watch.
Okay.
You just see him just running around.
Stop. Maybe you're doing some experiments or something. I don't know.
So let's go back to Megan a little bit on the youth program. With the convention happening here, you had the leadership development programs. You had the people, the kids go into actual meetings and, you know, voice their opinion, actually get a moment to talk. What was your favorite experience? This is your first one to actually be fully involved with outside of just being an attendee. What was your most memorable experience at this year's convention?
I think mine was probably the AJPHA Executive Committee meeting. I think that's where they all really spoke their mind, and they were really into the meeting. They were giving feedback on a bunch of different topics. That was really exciting for me.
Yeah. So was it interesting to see how they their thought processes were? Because I know you've gone to other meetings, right? We have meetings throughout the convention on the regular general membership stuff. So was the thought processes different from on the juniors versus, you know, some of our general membership meetings?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've had conference calls since then. One of the big things that I thought was I never would have thought in a million years is they were thinking of it by 18, what your horses they would want to show. And I've shown youth, and I would never even have thought about that. Yeah. And they were giving like their feedback on, I wouldn't want a yearling as an 18-year-old. And I'm like, duh, you wouldn't want a yearling.
Yeah.
But just having them, their feedback on that, it's kind of obvious stuff, but they're really smart and in tune with what they want.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So there's more than one intimidator.
There is.
Wow.
There definitely is.
Woo.
There's some scary youth over there.
There's no competition, though, because I intimidate all of them.
Well, look, she just sits there with her hands on her hip. I mean, she's got the
whole
look.
It's a power position.
It's a power position.
Let's people along with George.
Yeah. That's right.
I knew you were in charge the first time I met you. I knew you were in charge. So
yeah. It's like, it's not hard. Welcome to the Mark for Greatness podcast. To Traylon Hancock's your host.
You know what? What if you did a podcast?
That's too much focus.
It'd be awesome. You could have all your friends.
None of my friends really do much interesting stuff.
You need different friends.
I know.
You need interesting friends.
I really do.
They don't listen to this.
And they won't get offended.
You're going to hurt their feelings.
They won't get offended. They know me. They know I'm honest like this.
It's awesome.
So do you have any hobbies outside of showing horses?
Not really.
No, it's all horses.
Just I show horses. I judge horses. I do 4-H public speaking and educational presentations about horses. I read books.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's talk about books. What's your favorite books?
Oh, Lord. I have a lot of favorite books.
Just what you're reading right now?
Well, right now I'm just reading a bunch of random books on my phone, but my favorite one, I guess, would probably have to be To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh my goodness. That's one of my favorite. I'm reading one right now that has librarians and paint horses in it.
That's cool.
It's fantastic. So it's called The Giver of Stars.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So Kill a Mockingbird. Who's your favorite character?
Scout.
Of course it is.
She's cool. She just doesn't care about beating up kids.
There you go. There's more truth.
She doesn't care. More intimidator truth. What's your other, so give me another favorite book.
I really like The Hunger Games.
Ooh.
I like The Hunger Games. I like Divergent. I like Nancy Drew.
So here's what you need to do. You need to get at least one Louis L'Amour book under your belt.
Okay.
Just one, because after you read it, you'll want to read the rest of them.
Everybody's been telling me to read those, but I've never gotten the time. Oh, I have this really cool one. It's a horse book that a lady gave me. He's got like these mystery ones, and it's like murders at the racetrack. It's really cool.
Ooh,
oh, that sounds nice. Good. Tell us what an average day for Treylon Hancock is. You wake up in the morning, and you do what?
I wake up, I watch some TV in the living room, then we go feed the horses at Nana and Pawpaw's, and we come back home, we eat breakfast, and then for some reason my mother makes me ride in the middle of the day. I ride for about an hour, so I work slick, and then I take him inside, and he gets both his fans turned on, he gets his fly mask and all that. Then I bring the yearling out, and we go and work her, and do some trails, some showmanship practice, and we bring her back inside. And then we do just a bunch of random stuff and some schoolwork and stuff for a little bit. And then around 5 o'clock, we turn them out in the front where the gates are. And then we go, and then we go home, we eat dinner, and then we come back, and then we put them up and feed them. We sit in the house for about half an hour and run on Pawpaw. Then we go hang them, then we go home, then we watch some more TV, then we go to bed.
Yeah. So you, your grandparents come to a lot of your shows, right?
Oh, yes.
So I used to have a pawpaw too. So tell me about your grandparents and you know how important they are to what you do.
Well, they're very important because Nana and Pawpaw, they were originally the ones that took Mama and my Uncle Kello to all the horse shows because back when they showed paints in like the 70s and 80s.
Ooh.
So they were the ones that originally did it, and Pawpaw's usually the one. He likes to come and help me with all my trail and stuff because he's the one that helped Mama win all her trail stuff, and so he helps me with some of that. And then Nana, Mama does a lot. She really does. Like, she takes me to school in the mornings because she doesn't want Pawpaw driving through all the fog and stuff because my mom's got school and my dad's got work, so they take me to school, and so does my other grandma. But my Nana, she takes me to school the most. And then she takes me home, and she also feeds us, and she makes really good desserts. She does a lot of stuff.
They let you do stuff your parents won't let you do, right?
Not really.
Oh, man. You can't talk them into stuff, you know?
No.
Oh, man, I used to play my grandparents Pawpaw's, like fiddles.
Pawpaw's more relaxed. Like, when I was little, he'd go get ice cream from Dairy Queen and all that. But Nana took me one time to get a Blizzard. She's like, no more after this. Because she said, well, you know, there's a lot of sugar in this stuff. And I don't think she'd be having sugar every day.
thinking of grandparents, what's it like to be a grandpa?
It's awesome. But it's awesome because you get to give them back.
Oh, that's true.
That's the awesome part.
Yeah.
Get to give back. You know, you're on a lot of sugar today. Here you go. Back. And you can give them sugar.
Nana doesn't have much sugar at her house. It's all apples and stuff.
Darn it.
So there's a lot of youth kids, you know, kids in general, they canceled school because of the coronavirus, right?
Thank gosh.
Well, my question is how is your mom and dad as teachers? How's that process been going?
Well, my mom, she just has to go and send in assignments whenever she wants to Google Classroom. So her kids are kind of boring. Because they send her messages like, do we have to do this? She has to go like, yes. Or she's like, zero.
But does she teach you now?
Yeah,
now
no, she doesn't teach me.
She didn't teach you anything,
I teach
she?
Myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, except for on my horse. She teaches me on my horse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to your mom, or are you like that defiant kid? Like, that's not right, Mom. I want to do it this way.
Sometimes I am. But then I get in trouble, and then I feel really guilty.
Okay, well, we're getting pretty close to the end here, but give Treylon, you got anything else? Anybody want to call out before we end this podcast here today? Say thanks, Mom and Dad.
Oh, thank you, Mother and Father, for letting me come up here.
And helping me with my horses, maybe.
And helping me with my horses all that stuff.
Yeah.
And hanging out with the 40-something-year-old Billy Smith.
You're not 40-something.
Good call. Thank you. Finally, we got to the right thing. And Megan, what about yourself? You got anything you want to share with some of our up-and-comers, and maybe anything you want to tell the youth if they're thinking about joining and being a part of the leadership program here?
Yeah, I definitely say start out as a national director. We have some really cool things coming up. We have our Game Changers program, which is going to get some of the youth on our APHA committee. So that's exciting. We're hoping to start a mentorship program by the end of this year, which is national directors and AJPHA national directors, so they can learn more about just some of the new stuff that we have coming up.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's going to wrap us up here today. Thanks for joining the Mark for Greatness podcast. Be sure to tune in next week, and we'll see you on the next show.